Attention listeners, we're excited to announce that AfterSight will be moving to our new office on March 26th. As we make this transition, our services will be down most of the day. We apologize for any inconvenience, but truly appreciate your understanding as we start this new chapter. Thank you for listening to AfterSight.
You're listening to an AINC original podcast. We believe you don't have to do life without a compass. Let us be your guide on this amazing journey. Welcome to Navigating Life with Vision Loss.
Hello, I'm Kim Wardlow, your host for NLVL. And this is kind of a special little episode here in that week just before New Year's as we're getting ready to bring in 2025. Just to talk a little bit about some changes to Navigating Life with Vision Loss, as well as some updates on our other podcasts and information on them for those of you who may not be familiar with the other podcasts that AfterSight produces. So our guest today is Jonathan Price, who is our podcast producer here at AfterSight. So welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be on. It's odd being on this side of the microphone for a change. I do it for other shows, but right. For this show, it's a little bit different. So I like it.
Normally you're behind the scenes on this show and editing and things like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it's just fun to be on here.
So, well, it's good to have you on. I hope you had good holidays.
Still
have New Year's.
Yeah, we still have. Well, yes, it'll. Yeah, we're on the home stretch for sure. Christmas was amazing, and
that's the big one, right?
For my kids. I mean, it's such a massive, almost a theatrical production with Christmas with my family. I kid you not, my parents go absolutely insane with presents because that's their love language. They just give and give and give, and they kind of have this philosophy where we're going to get you the things on Christmas that you wouldn't normally buy for yourself during the year.
Right.
So it's I don't know. It's fun. It's just, it's a lot. There's a lot of food.
I was going to say it's fun, but overwhelming. But yeah, with kids, it's a whole different thing than
like my waistband is expanded. I need to go get some new pants for sure. And so
I know there's so many good treats around.
What about you? How was your thing? I mean, you had Thanksgiving.
It was good.
Christmas,
like ours is much, quieter. It's usually, just Doug and I and.
Yeah.
For Christmas, and we go to our Christmas Eve service and do that and have our big dinner Christmas Eve. But that's par for the course. Now, we've gotten together at Thanksgiving with my brother and sister-in-law.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now, with New Year's coming up, do you guys usually do black eyed peas and the corned beef?
We don't. Like, neither of us have that tradition in our families. I'm surprised in some ways Doug doesn't. His mother was from Georgia, so that is kind of, I think of as more Southern, but I don't remember him ever talking about their family doing that, but
sometimes my mom does sometimes she does the black-eyed peas, but the corned beef never was a hit with us growing up,
and so
we got rid of that and just did prime rib or whatever, I don't know. It was good.
Yeah. I don't know. We do like snacks, like cheese and crackers and olives and
charcuterie boards.
A little bit nicer charcuterie kind of tray thing. Yeah,
I love that stuff. Well, after all those massive meals, it's nice to kind of not do anything for New Year's because you're always, then you're like, I really don't want to start any New Year's traditions after just stuffing my face with all that food. And now I've got to find a workout plan to work it all off. And
that's true. Well, we had a few New Year's early in our marriage, New Year's Eves, where Doug was in a band that was performing on New Year's Eve. So, so we had a few where I would trek out to wherever they were playing, which is mostly fun, but we had a couple of years where it was really icy and storming. That wasn't fun, but the band he's in now, they don't do that. So we haven't had those those for a while. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun that he's in a band. That's very cool.
Well, after, you know, all of our celebrations and things, and our show about, you know, goals and things for the new year, we have at AfterSight, we have goals and changes too. So
yeah.
Do you want to share a little bit with our listeners about those changes to, well, specifically, let's start with NLVL.
Yeah. So it's not going to be a, well, it's just going to be a change. I don't know if it's massive or drastic or whatnot, but there's this idea that you can have seasons in podcasts, much like we do with TV shows. You know, you have a spring season and a fall season. And so you'll get new episodes that get released or they're released weekly. And there's some really good benefits to that versus doing weekly. And so with a seasonal format, we're actually going to be starting in March. And so you won't hear anything for the entire month of January or February, but we will be doing some social media stuff. And there's a couple of reasons that we're doing this seasonal format. The first of all is usually when you have seasons when it comes to podcasting, you'll get an entire season that's launched all at the same time. We're not doing that. So we're going to miss the binge listeners. So if you're a binge listener and you like to binge listen podcasts, this is not for you. We're still going to do the weekly release, which we like to keep those listeners engaged because it's a really good way to make sure we have that audience stable and that we're updating our content as it comes out. So that's one thing that's important to us. The anticipation when it comes to weekly shows is actually heightened. And so by combining a seasonal podcast with that weekly release schedule, we're trying to hit the best of both worlds. And so we're going to keep that steady engagement. We're going to continue to build the community. And we're going to kind of navigate this, what we call fatigue, where if you have somebody who listens to a show in a binge, arena, they can get tired of it and they may not listen to all of them, or then they forget that it exists after they listen to all 16 episodes at one time, or it's too much information. And because we are information based and not, I guess, story based, it doesn't really lend itself to releasing all of our shows at the same time. So that's why we kept the weekly format, but in a seasonal format. Now, the seasonal format will be 16 weeks, and we're going to do two seasons. The first one will be, like I said, in March, and it'll run from March to roughly May, the end of May, early June. And it'll be 16 episodes. And this first one will be all about advocacy. And this is where we really need the listeners' support and questions and feedback. When it comes to advocacy, we have so many facets that don't get touched on in a 1 month period. And that's why we've done two different months over the last 2 years. Well, now we're going to spend 16 weeks on advocacy. And people are thinking, how in the world are they going to talk about advocacy for 16 weeks? Well, there's advocacy in parenting, in schooling, in technology, in education, in the workforce, in
recreation. I know some folks that just did some advocacy last fall that there are some accessible yoga classes for folks with low vision or deafblind.
In fitness, in the health industry, in the nutrition, in medical, you name it, there's advocacy all over the place. It's just people aren't looking for it. And it's usually when you're not looking for it that you run smack into it out of, oh, maybe there needs to be something at this crosswalk to say, hey, it's safe to cross. You know, it's advocacy and transportation. So we've got 16 weeks worth of shows. So if you guys have questions, you can email us or call us and we'll give that number later. But that's what we need. We want your questions and answers about how did you handle a particular situation when it comes to advocacy. So we're going to be promoting that like crazy. It'll be awesome. Kim's still going to be the host. Don't worry. She's not going anywhere. And then we'll take a break for the summer. We're going to give kind of Kim and myself, at least for this show, a break over the summer, because there's a lot of things that we do during the summer that kind of gets left on the back burner, and we don't get to put enough resources or the resources that we would like into it. And so that will allow us to better prepare really, really high quality content going also in the spring and the fall. Now the fall one, I think we have safety. Is that right?
Yeah, safety. And again, you know, some of these topics where we've covered, we saw both the extremes where we were doing monthly topics. Mm-hmm. Like some topics, we could have gone on and on. And then some topics, it was hard to fill an entire month. And it so was. This way, like with safety, just like advocacy, I mean, yes, we think of our physical safety, but there's a lot of online.
Yeah.
Issues banking. And fraud and all these things. So, you know, trying to look at several different aspects of mm-hmm. safety, and that can be hard to do in just four episodes.
Yeah, that's a good point, because it gives us the 30,000 foot view, if you will, to be able to look at broad topics and say, oh, we need to kind of focus on, like you were saying, fraud. And because unfortunately, there is a lot of fraud, whether you're cited or not. And it's just really common. We want to address those situations. And so that's kind of why we've gone to doing more of a seasonal approach with this show. I don't know. I think it'll be really fun. Combining the weekly format with the seasonal format will be very interesting. There's not a lot of podcasts that do it like that. Like I said, most of them just dump all of their episodes and they get binge watched or binge listened to, or they come out weekly and we produce it weekly. So it's nice to be ahead and to be able to launch all those.
Yeah. And we're really hoping that you as our listeners will contact us and give us your ideas and suggestions, questions within these two topics, because they are really quite broad. And so if there's something you are interested in and would like us to cover, if you have someone you think would be a great guest, a great person for us to talk to, we'd love to know that as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Should we give them the information to contact us? You can email us at contact@aftersight.org. And do you have the phone number, Jonathan?
Yep, 720-712-8856. And both of those will get routed to me, and so I'll be able to see all your questions, comments, concerns, guest suggestions, all that. And yeah, we try to respond to all of them if we can, and especially the guest ones. You guys have provided some really amazing guests, and so it's been awesome. So keep them coming.
Yeah, it's great, and it's so fun as a host to get to meet all these interesting, wonderful people.
I know.
Yeah. But we're not the only podcast. NOVL is not the only podcast that Aftersight produces, or that Jonathan produces, because he produces all of them for us. Jonathan, do you want to talk a little bit about our other podcasts?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun having so many different shows that span so many different topics. So we have technology, and the show for that is Blind Level Tech. And I'm sure a lot of you already know Blind Level Tech. Evan Starnes and Kelvin Crosby do a fantastic job. And Evan has kind of taken over the producer role, and we're training him up in that to kind of take over my job so that I can move up and on and kind of build this really awesome thing that we've got going on, because there's still more shows that we want to create, believe it or not. And there's still more topics that we want to create. So we're giving opportunities where opportunities need to be, and people are stepping into those roles beautifully. Evan's doing a fantastic job with the show. It's growing like crazy. We're getting kind of some worldwide recognition, which is awesome. We've had guests from literally all over the world, India, Germany, I think Australia even. It's been really crazy to have some amazing guests on there. And that's all about blind and accessible technology. Anything from transportation to screen readers to iOS updates, Android updates, watches, wearables, transport. I mean, you name it, we've got it covered with the accessible tech in that show. So check that out. And that show comes out every Wednesday. Evan does also BLT Bites, which comes out Tuesdays, which is awesome. There's just little snippets, you know, 1 to 5, 7 minute episodes of little things you can use in a tech world. And Evan loves getting those little emails of, hey, I didn't even know this was possible on a watch or a phone. And so we really enjoy doing that. And then we have The Blind Chick with Penn and Moses Street, which that's been around for, my goodness, 2.5 years. Since, yeah, it's no, our 3 years.
Longest running podcast.
3 years. My goodness. I have to go back and keep remembering. But we hit a massive, amazing milestone. We hit 40,000 downloads for that show just a few weeks ago. And it was incredible. I'm so proud of Penn and Moses and how they have taken that show and really turned it into something that can be recognized in the blind, low vision community. And it really has become a cornerstone for this community. A lot of people reference it. It gets shared on social media. And again, this one is an international podcast. We've had guests from, again, all over the world. And the stories that come out of there are still so inspiring and dumbfounding that I get more and more blessed every single time I listen to these episodes. Not only do I get to listen to it, but then I edit them and then I re-listen to them again, and just as a listener. So I get very intimately known with these shows. And Penn and Moses are doing a fantastic job. Again, they've got so much energy, and Moses with his quirks and Penn with her, you know, I just love them both to death. They're fantastic. Then the last show we have is Blindsight, which is a mental health podcast. And sometimes we think that our blindness or the blindness is a cause for mental health. And we're really taking that stigma and just slamming it in the face and saying, no, that's not true. And we want to take the entire aspect of mental health and put it under the umbrella of blindness, because most people who have brains have some sort of mental health issue, whether it be some depression or adapting to change or grief or, you know, something like that. And you need help. You need a little push or a guidance in the right direction or what have you. And it's a wonderful show where we get to talk about things that affect the blind and low vision community when it comes to mental health. And it's so much fun because Bill and I get to talk about all of the medical jargon, and then I translate it into street words, and then he does more medical stuff, and then I translate again. And it's just fun. And we have a really good relationship. And Bill is a retired psychotherapist. And he was on, you know, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
and,
you know, he's part of our holiday. Kinda,
yeah, designated holiday kind series of himself as a psycho. So I don't know if that's fun. it can relate with some people, but no, it's good. And that show is growing as well. And we appreciate that. So if you have any mental health questions, again, you can reach us at that contact@aftersight.org or give us a call, 720-712-8856 for mental health questions. It's great.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like these podcasts have really expanded our reach in terms of our mission. Folks that know Aftersight well or have been listeners for a long time may know that we also do audio editions of newspapers, magazines, grocery ads, different publications to put them in an accessible format. And we still do that. And we have wonderful volunteers that record those. But when we asked, when we formed, I think that's almost 3 years ago too now,
2.5 years,
our programming advisory committee, and asked them, you know, what's missing, what you need, and you don't have to restrict it to a document, you know, something in print. And that's really how these shows have come about. And I think it's still in alignment with, you know, providing information and resources to folks.
Yeah, it's been fun to see the growth, not only from the podcast division, but even from the editions division, because it's growing. I think we're up to almost 150 volunteers with over 200 publications being read either daily, weekly, or monthly. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is we still need volunteers. We still have more publications to read. And so
we do. And both English and Spanish.
That's right. Yeah. We need more Spanish programming. We need more English programming. We need more coverage of the state and the nation. And we just want to make sure that we're getting you guys the best quality stuff that you're consuming. And so if you have a publication, let us know. We're not opposed to pretty much any publication. So it's fun.
Yeah. You can let us know and we can look at those and talk to the publishers and see if those can be added. So we're always happy to have suggestions for that also. And I know, looking into 2025, we're looking to do some outreach and some listening sessions throughout the state, both English and Spanish, to get some feedback on everything, like what is needed, because it does there's differences if you're out on the Eastern Plains or if you're in downtown Denver, like things that are available to you. So we'll be doing that. Jonathan, what else do we have to look forward to in 2025 in terms of our podcasts? Are there collaborations or other? We've talked about changes to NLVL, but are there other things? The other shows are continuing to be weeklies, but are there other things folks should be looking out for?
Yeah. So every couple of months, we're going to be doing live sessions. So, you know, Blind Chick will go do a Facebook Live event where you guys get to come and chat with Penn and Moses and ask them questions and tell your story. And that'll be awesome. So we keep an eye out for those dates. And we'll be doing the same thing with Blindsight and Blind Level Tech. We're going to try and do, I can't guarantee this, but we're going to try to go to some conventions and be able to do shows from the convention floors, which we've kind of done with Evan on the Go when it comes to, you know, we've kind of put that under the Blind Chick category. And those are some of our best performing shows. I mean, we've won awards with two of those shows, those types of shows. And so that kind of thing is very important because we can get some interesting feedback and interesting commentary from the attendees of these conferences. And it's fun for us to be that community hub for people. And when we have those guests on, we can say, oh yeah, your show is going to be on the air in April, and be like, oh, that's awesome. And then they share it with their friends and family and the show blows up. So it's a great way to have, you know, 20 or 30 guests all sharing our podcast at the same time. And it's a really cool experience. So be on the lookout for those live shows and those conference shows. Outside of that, there's not a whole lot of changes. We're going to be ramping up a lot more social media. And so you'll be seeing more of those, some more video clips. And we'll try to be doing some giveaways when it comes to getting your questions answered. And so those are all things that are in the works. I think that's really about it. Nothing earth shattering so far outside of this massive change for NLVL.
Well, great. Well, I think there's just a lot of exciting things coming up in our programming. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll, you know, be doing events and our hike next summer and all those things, that in-person things that we do as well. So, Jonathan, thank you for joining me. I hope you have a happy new year.
That's right. I'm gonna try to make it to midnight this year. The older I get, the further away from New Year's I become. So
that's that's true. Well, and you have kids too, so that you have,
I know,
extra.
But they stay up, and I'm like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, they're old enough now; they want to stay up till midnight.
Yeah, so they want to stay up, and I want to go to bed. It is what it is at this point. You're just kind of along for the ride. So
that's right. Good. Yeah, we're the same. We'll see. We try, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. But hopefully, and to all of you listening, we wish you a very happy new year, happy 2025, and we'll be navigating life with vision loss. We'll be coming back to you again in March. So stay tuned, and we'll be getting more information out to you through our social media. And we would encourage you to subscribe to our podcast, as well as share your thoughts and opinions, suggestions with us through our social media as well. So happy New Year.